Signs of sustainability are peppered across the city of Milwaukee landscape, from the exponential growth of the bubbler bike share business to the wind turbine dominating the South Shore skyline and an increase in solar panels blanketing rooftops in neighborhoods across town.
Last night, a crowd gathered to celebrate Milwaukee's progress. The city's director of environmental sustainability, Eric Schambarger, stopped by the Lake Effect studio before the celebration began.
He told environmental reporter Susan Bentz that he believes 2016 marks an important milestone.
10 years ago, Mayor Barrett created the Office of Environmental Sustainability. That was a key recommendation of citizen groups who came together when he first took office, called the Green Team. They made a whole series of recommendations, and one of them was creating an office. And Mayor Barrett has been a huge supporter of our creating the office and then its growth and work over the last 10 years. And it's just really been tremendous to see the amount of impact we've had on sustainability, not just as an office, but as city government generally. Sustainability is infused throughout city operations, whether it be the Department of Public Works or city development, the library, health department, and police department. And the community really has come together on sustainability as well. We have vibrant and active groups that are really making a positive difference for the city. And so 10 years in, we thought it's a good point to take a step back and see how far we've come.
So we'll go to some of the things going on beyond the walls of the city structures, but you've rebranded yourselves.
Yeah, that's right. So one of the things I learned from Mayor Barrett early on is the power of collaborations and community partnerships. And I also learned that in government that everything has an acronym. And so we had this long office title, the Office of Environmental Sustainability, and we wanted to shorten it up. And so we came up with the Environmental Collaboration Office, which gives us the snappy acronym of ECO. Thus, we are promoting our programs to support the Eco City of Milwaukee, because I really think we've come that far that we should embrace the notion that we are an eco city. Obviously, that's not an endpoint. We have much more to do. There's endless possibilities on ways we can become more sustainable. But having that framework of sustainability being our goal, but collaboration with the community being the way we get there, I think really puts us on a good path for the future.
I think a couple of the programs that exemplify what's going on in the city is that come to mind are Solar Milwaukee and the Homegrown program. So maybe let's start with solar for people who maybe haven't been watching the development there.
Sure. So our program is called Milwaukee Shines. It's a solar energy program. It was started with funding from the Department of Energy. So Milwaukee is a Solar America city. And we've done a lot of different things to increase the access for solar energy. You know, the price of solar has really come down from a technology standpoint. But one of the things we wanted to do as a city is reduce the soft cost of solar. And that means streamlining permitting processes for solar and training our building inspectors about how to see it, providing loans for homeowners so they can put solar on their own roof and then pay for it over time as they reap the energy savings. And we also created a group buy program. So we vetted a single contractor, and then the communities could then buy into a single contract, which essentially brings, you know, gets bulk pricing for solar and brings the cost down for everybody. And it, you know, creates some positive peer pressure from among neighbors to do solar, because everybody benefits the more people do it. And so we had a really successful program this year on the east side. In prior years, we've done projects in Layton Boulevard, Washington Heights, Bayview. So we're really spreading sustainability throughout the city. Our homegrown program has been very successful as well. This past year, we converted 20 formerly vacant lots on the north side into pocket parks, orchards, and community gardens. And we put, you know, young men from the community to work on building those parks. And the idea is that they can be signs of new hope and new growth in the communities that they serve.
And also, it seems to me that the homegrown mission is bringing neighbors and neighborhoods together, that you've got that employment and training, but that you just don't create something and it sits there beautifully for 20 years. It takes love and attention and ownership.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the beauty of community gardening, right? You have to get out there every year and you got to work at it. And I hope some of the neighborhood groups are better at gardening than I am. But yeah, absolutely. And so one of the things we did is we really worked hard with the community groups and identified community groups that were committed to maintaining the properties so that, again, they have ownership for how these things are going to look going forward. And I think we hope it's a sign that all of the neighborhoods in Milwaukee are important and have potential to grow and bloom.
So you recently received a grant from the Department of Energy. Talk about that.
Sure. We applied for a competitive grant from the Department of Energy. We received $750,000 to create a comprehensive suite of energy efficiency services. So we're calling it our Better Buildings Challenge, and we'll help commercial building owners throughout the city benchmark their energy use, do energy audits to find energy saving opportunities. We'll help finance those improvements with rebates from the Focus on Energy program and our PACE financing program, which is a very innovative program. And then we're going to do education for building owners on energy and water saving opportunities.
So that's not a new initiative. You've got a track record there.
Right. We had the what we call the Better Buildings Challenge, and we had our PACE financing program for commercial building owners. And so we wanted to do more and continue to provide more and more services for our building owners and try to create the complete package. Because when you manage energy in a building, it's not just one time you fix it. It's about finding opportunities, installing the improvements, and then maintaining and managing that building, for its life. And that means not only managing the mechanicals of the building, but also engaging tenants on how to save energy. So there's a range of services that we'd like to provide.
Earlier this week, there was a gathering not far from here, and the discussion point was the Harbor District and what visions are, what ideas are, and what it could be. That Harbor District is key to Milwaukee's sustainable vision.
Absolutely. In Milwaukee, we have what I call four eco-industrial districts, and these preceded my time, but they started with the Menominee Valley, which has been hugely successful in terms of not only attracting jobs, but jobs that for companies that make eco-technologies like wind turbine components and solar hot water systems. And those technology companies are located right next to community amenities like bike trails and green infrastructure. And so we want to expand that model of eco-industrialism to our four other districts. And one is the Reed Street Yards, where the city cleared the land and made room for the Global Water Center and has 21st century infrastructure like purple pipes in there. The 30th Street Industrial Corridor is another one where the city has invested heavily and there's opportunities for new green infrastructure and those kinds of things. And then the last one you mentioned is the Harbor District. And so for those who aren't familiar with that, this is a catalytic project in our Refresh Milwaukee Sustainability Plan. It's on the backside of the harbor. And if you haven't been down there, you can be forgiven for that because the access points are not the most inviting, frankly. The School of Freshwater Sciences is down there from UWM. And we hope to redevelop that area so that it continues to be a working port where, there's companies that provide local jobs, but also make it a real example of being better integrated with the surrounding communities to have access points so there's better access to the river down there, and really just make it, a center for 21st century excellence on environmental sustainability.
The Walker's Point neighborhood is right there. And that community, that neighborhood, is a part of the conversation early on, not later on.
Yes, absolutely. And there's so much going on with citizen engagement between the Water Commons, but the Harbor District mission as well is to work with groups like the 16th Street Community Health Center to really engage that neighborhood so that it works for everybody. We just applied for a grant, a national grant, to work with the community. So it's a very socially inclusive redevelopment project to improve those public access points to the river. But you're absolutely right. One of the things we want to see going forward with these districts is that they create opportunities for people to once again bike and walk to work. So you don't have to, drive all the way across town to get into to your point of work. So a really good opportunity. And I think one of the things that we've done a good job with is sustainability is it's not just a downtown thing. You can find examples of sustainability in every neighborhood in Milwaukee. It's from the lakefront to downtown, spilling out through the Third Ward into the Fifth Ward in the Harbor District, down in Bayview where we did the solar group by and the wind turbine, further south where the green corridor is near 6th and Howard, on the far northwest side where our ME3 manufacturing program has helped manufacturing companies become more efficient. Our ME2 program has retrofitted 1,300 homes throughout all of Milwaukee's neighborhoods, saving the average homeowner 30%, and the homegrown program certainly on the north side. So lots of examples in every city neighborhood in this city.
So good work being done, but it's also a time of reflection, right? So when you think about what comes next and what does sustainability mean to the city, what do we need to get there?
Well, there's no shortage of possibilities. One thing that is on my plate for this year is to more formally engage UWM and Marquette University on coming up with sustainability solutions. So, you know, UWM, of course, has a School of Freshwater Sciences and the School of Architecture and Urban Planning, which we have worked with. Marquette's got the new Water Law and Policy Initiative. And so we want to put, you know, the best minds, research minds, to work and try to put those ideas directly to work in our city. We hope to continue the progress of homegrown and focusing on the North Avenue Commercial Corridor. There's a lot of positive things going on there between the Outpost natural food store there. There's a new smoothie bar that's opened up there. We built a sunshine park, but there's other vacant lots there that we hope to beautify and kind of re-knit that stretch of North Avenue so that it's a really nice stretch all the way from the east side through the city and into Wauwatosa.
You want this to be sort of a community-wide gathering of forces and resources, right?
It's a timely question. Just this past month, Milwaukee was selected as one of 10 cities to be involved in what was called Envision America. This was a White House initiative on smart cities. And it's exactly right. There's just tons of potential when it comes to new technologies that cities can potentially adopt at a citywide scale. So you think about how far information technologies come with all the smartphones that we carry, you know, in our pockets. And so can we use that same kind of technology to make city infrastructure work better? And, you know, the possibilities are endless, but, you know, some of the futurists out there are thinking about things. Could you time traffic lights based on real-time traffic information from Google and those sorts of things? Or can you use real-time data to more efficiently manage energy in your buildings and manufacturing operations? So tons of opportunity around innovation, and you know, Milwaukee has an opportunity to be leaders in that because of our technology clusters at the Water Council and the Midwest Energy Research Consortium.
Eric, thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me, Susan.
Eric Schambarger is the Director of Environmental Sustainability for the City of Milwaukee. He spoke with Lake Effect's Susan Benz.